You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Joining us now, as they do most Fridays, are Susan Demas. She's the publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. And Ken Sikkema, senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican legislative leader. Well, gang, anything interesting happen in politics this week? Oh, man, crickets, no laughs, nothing. There have been some protests this week against the election of Donald Trump around Michigan and around the nation. Ken, I think a lot of Republicans are looking askance and saying, come on, suck it up, buttercup. Well, what do you make of these protests?
Lester, when I get off this call, the first thing I'm going to do is send an email that says, Dear Mr. President-elect, stop tweeting. I don't want you to tweet. I want you to get your cabinet in place, read your daily intelligence briefings about what's going on around the world, and get about the hard business of running the government because the campaign is over. Stop tweeting.
It's funny you mention that. Susan, last night he tweeted, quote, just had a very open and successful presidential election. Now professional protesters incited by the media are protesting. Very unfair, end of quote. And then this morning we see another tweet from the same Donald Trump, the real Donald Trump. Love the fact that small groups of protesters last night have passion for our great country. We will all come together and be proud. What do you think of, I mean, Ken says stop tweeting. What do you think of, first of all, professional protesters incited by the media?
Well, the first tweet came from Donald Trump, and the second tweet came from his staff cleaning it up. This is the pattern we saw during the election. We've also seen that Donald Trump has had great hostility for the First Amendment, and we shouldn't, you know, pretend otherwise. Everybody was hoping that all of a sudden he would become presidential after the election, and this is not a terribly encouraging sign. You know, it's also not an encouraging sign that he ditched his press pool for his first meeting. I think that we in the media need to be very vigilant on this issue because, you know, during the campaign, Donald Trump banned reporters. He whipped up fury in his crowds against reporters, calling out people by name. And he also talked repeatedly about changing the First Amendment so it's easier to go after reporters. I don't take his tweet last night in isolation.
I talked to a Trump supporter last night, and interesting conversation, very nice, very friendly, very happy that his guy got elected, and very worried that his guy got elected. I heard on Michigan radio this morning a Trump supporter say something to the effect that now those liberals understand how we felt when Obama was elected twice. Is this election of a new president just destined to make a lot of people unhappy, or is there more to it this year, Ken?
Well, the country's divided, and just look at the popular vote. It was almost evenly split. But I think that we still aren't quite sure what Trump is going to do. During the campaign, it was mostly sort of bombastic statements. And I think I already sensed that they're trying to walk back some of those. So it's still not quite clear what the agenda will be. And you might have a situation where Republicans in the House and the Senate have an opportunity to determine a significant part of it.
Susan, I've been following you on Facebook. You've been responding to a lot of people who are very disappointed in the results, but you've been taking a different tack than some of the other folks have. Well, could you explain what you've been telling people who are just distraught over this election?
I think it's understandable. Whenever you lose an election, people are distraught, and especially when it's the most important office in the land. You know, probably in the world. I have covered many, many elections. And when Democrats tend to lose, it becomes a circular firing squad. And there's a lot of blame and recriminations. And I think that it is fine to do soul searching. That's what parties are supposed to do when they come up short. But, you know, sometimes you very quickly go past the point of that being productive. And I think there are concerns that people across the political spectrum have about Donald Trump as president. You just mentioned from his own supporters, and certainly there are many Republicans who didn't vote for him who had grave concerns. And when you have a president who has made comments like he has about the First Amendment, who has shown an affinity for a hostile foreign power like Russia, and on and on and on. To me, you know, this is a time to be holding the new president-elect accountable and to organize an opposition against things that go against what this republic was founded on. And I am not saying this to echo any of the outre rhetoric about, you know, we have to fight socialism with Obama. I really think that a president who talks about deploying nuclear weapons very casually and dismantling the First Amendment, that's going a lot further than we've ever seen with a president-elect, and I think that it bears attention.
President-elect Trump and President Obama had, according to their own account, a cordial meeting at the White House to discuss the transition of power, which I got to tell you, after visiting a country shortly after a change of government and seeing the burned-out buildings after the dust-up that happened in the wake of elections, I don't think we quite understand how fortunate and amazing a peaceful transfer of the government is. So Trump and Obama are trying to set this example. Ken, are the people listening?
Well, it was a good sign. It was, I think, surprising to people given the tone of the campaign. But I sort of take the position that it's premature to start talking about opposition. I think you need to give the president-elect a chance and time to lead. If his policies are policies you don't support, if you feel that he's threatening things like the First Amendment and the Constitution, then yes, by all means, opposition in the way you think is important and appropriate, including, frankly, protests if you feel that's important. But I take the position that he deserves a chance to put together the government, show his hand as to exactly what he's going to do. I think all president-elects from either party deserve that.
You think that the promises that he's made, the things that he said he's going to do, aren't enough to get people riled up?
I don't think he's going to do everything he said he was going to do. I think you already sense some backwalking from the campaign rhetoric. And frankly, that's not unusual for any candidate who has gone through a campaign at this level and probably any level of government. When you win and you got to govern, it's a different kettle of fish. And I think you're going to see some of that. I'm not going to judge President Trump based on candidate Trump. I'm going to judge President Trump based on what he does as president.
Susan, you get the last word. This example that Trump and Obama are trying to set, is that resonating?
I think that President Obama is handling this with the correct tone and professionalism, and this is a solemn moment, the peaceful transfer of power in our country, so I respect that. I don't think anybody has the power, I don't think very many people have the inclination to stop President-elect Trump from forming his government and, assuming the presidency. But if you are a Muslim, if you are an immigrant, if you are a woman who is the victim of sexual assault and you have grave fears about your family and your safety, I would expect that you would be very vigilant about seeing what President Trump does, because these are not decisions that can be taken lightly. So we can all hope that it was just heated rhetoric for a campaign. I think we can also understand that those who were targets may not feel the same way.
That's Susan Demas. She is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and we heard from Ken Sikkema. He's senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Hey, nice to talk to you both. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Lester.
Thank you.